Hi, everybody. The Complex PTSD Guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to talk about one of the main symptoms of complex PTSD. And the reason I say this, I actually misspoke yesterday when I was talking about relationships and impulsiveness. So when you look up the symptoms of complex PTSD, at least on Wikipedia, they don't actually use the word impulsive underneath the actual symptom list, but they do use the word impulsive behavior, impulse control, problems with impulse control. They do list that under the more detailed explanation of the symptoms. So it is within the symptoms. It's just not listed as a symptom listed as impulsive behavior. So if I said it that way, that's not actually correct. It's more that there's several characteristics or symptoms that have impulsiveness within them. And I would say relationships is a big one. So in regards to that, that was right. But saying that impulsive behavior is a symptom isn't technically correct. So I just wanted to point that out really quick. But impulsiveness is definitely a part of several symptoms. And so that's what I want to discuss here, because I think it's one of the biggest symptoms is impulsive behavior, even though, like I said, it's not listed as a symptom, but it's within several symptoms. And again, I wish that they would list low self-esteem as a symptom, but I've already talked about that. But I really wish that was listed as a symptom, because then if we knew that, or if someone would say it to us, we could deal with it. I really wish low self-esteem was on there, because I think it's absolutely a symptom, and it absolutely connects to all of the symptoms. I think it's almost the biggest one, low self-esteem, because if you can master building your confidence, I think you can master a lot of things. So I'm going to list some of the symptoms that they do list on Wikipedia. If you look up complex PTSD on Wikipedia: hyperarousal, emotional overstress, intrusive thoughts, emotional dysregulations. These are just a few of them. So within all of these things, if you're hyper aroused by something, like let's say you're triggered, I think that absolutely could create you to be impulsive, to do something impulsive, because your brain is thinking fight or flight. Emotional overstress, absolutely you do impulsive things when you're emotional overstress. Intrusive thoughts, thinking you're worthless, or, you know, anything that's an intrusive, like negative thought, I think can lead to us harming ourselves, and that's impulsive. Emotional dysregulations, you know, not being able to keep your mind straight, I think can absolutely, you know, stress, not being able to focus, absolutely leads to impulsiveness, because that's the opposite of focused, right? You're doing impulsive things. So I wanted to just go into impulsiveness a little bit. And again, I don't know why they don't just list that as a symptom, because to me, it is, along with low self-esteem. So I don't know. I wish that they would just list it that way, impulsive behavior. But I mean, they're being more technical here. They're probably going by the book. They're going by the actual book, the DSM or whatever it's called. But impulsiveness, I think reining that in, and this is why I mentioned yesterday the importance of a routine, because if you start to lose your routine, and if your routine is helping you, if you start to get off course with it just a little bit, I think that we are prone to falling down rabbit holes. And, you know, and I've talked about that before, about critical thinking versus logical thinking. Whereas critical thinkers, we might be good at solving problems because we have so many ideas. It can work in the negative way too, where we have maybe so many distractions. We might find solutions to things within those distractions, like I did with that book, but I think we're also getting distracted. And it's really important. Whatever helps our focus is just massively important. And for me, it was reading those books shelf by shelf, and that routine to cure the boredom, because the boredom leads to problems. you know, those few hours of boredom, it just leads me down all types of negative paths. So it's so important to stick to that routine. But it's the impulsiveness that can come within the boredom. It's that impulsive behavior based on all of these things: hyperarousal, emotional overstress, intrusive thoughts, emotional dysregulation. And that's just four of the symptoms. I think there's like 12 or 17 symptoms. I can't remember. But, you know, there's so many. And impulsiveness is just, it's one of the worst characteristics of complex PTSD is impulsiveness, because it gets you into places that you wish you, after you do it, you think, why did I do that? Or it's like diving in head first and then thinking, you know, now what? You know, rather than taking things slowly, you know, having things planned out, taking things slowly is so important. And I don't think that that's our best quality. It's not our best feature, that our ability to take things slowly. You know, we may do things more based on emotions, and that's our complex PTSD doing that. So impulsiveness really, it can get us into so many negative things. It can get us into good things too. Like, you might impulsively take a job at the spur of the moment that's a once in a lifetime opportunity, and it works out really great. Or you might impulsively say yes to somebody who asks you out on a date when normally you would say no, and it turns out to be the best relationship ever, right? But I would say overall, being impulsive is not a good feature. And particularly with us, I think 50% of the time when we're being impulsive, we're running from something, we're hiding from something, or we're avoiding something, avoiding a situation that we're uncomfortable with. And I was recently watching a show, and I won't say what show, it doesn't matter what show it is, but there was a person on this show who was all about resolution. Like, she's almost like, I think she calls herself a relationship expert or something. I don't know about that, but she was all about resolution, and she was on a reality show that was all about conflict resolution. And anytime there was any conflict, it didn't matter how volcanic it was, because sometimes it'd be like a volcano exploding. She'd be like, you guys, we're not leaving until we solve this. We're not, you know, we're going to solve this. She's like, I'm not going to leave you, and I'm not going to leave this person. We're going to stand here and we're going to solve this together. And those people sometimes simply just weren't going to do that. And that would lead to more conflict, which would lead to her wanting more resolution. And she would really just push it and push it and push it until there was a resolution. And I thought, it was always interesting to watch this person, because I remember watching her years ago on this same show. And I always remember thinking, she's somebody I like a lot. Like, I like watching her, and she's a really nice person, but she's the one type of person that my primary abuser would absolutely not want around. She's the one type of person who they would be like, get her out of here. Because when you're dealing with a narcissist, or, you know, an abusive person, particularly an abusive person, they don't want some resolution person coming in, because they might crack the code that there's abuse going on here, and they might try to get you help. So an abusive person a lot of times isn't going to like somebody like this resolution person. And I always remember thinking that. But she's really good at something that I'm really bad at, which was resolution, right? Because again, when you have complex PTSD, we want to avoid, which I said is based, I think, in impulses. And sometimes it's our brain, our physical body saying danger, you know, when there's conflict, and all we want to do is run. But like I told you, there's that book Rabbit Run. And the moral of the story was, if you just keep running and running from things, you're eventually going to be what's called jumping ship. And when you jump if you literally jump a ship because you think it might be sinking, you're just going to land in the ocean. And then you're not going to, then it's going to be worse, right? So the goal is to try to plug the holes on the ship and re-steer the ship to a port or whatever. You know, it's not to jump it, it's to try to save it. Because once you get in the ocean, there's nothing to grab onto. You're just going to wear yourself out even more rather than if you try to resolve something. So that resolution aspect is so important in the world of being impulsive. And I think the more you can master resolution, like this woman on this show, and she would eventually get resolution with these people, even though a lot of times, you know, the show was made for drama as a reality show. She would a lot of times finally get a resolution, and the people that were so stubborn that they wouldn't do it, she would say, "My best blessings to you, but I cannot partake in my relationship with you if you're going to be this way." So she literally would resolve things. And if somebody else wasn't willing to, she would move on. She wasn't going to waste her time with them, which is very impressive. And she's not shy about it at all. She's very much a resolver, and she solves things, which is so opposite from people. I think a lot of people with complex PTSD who we run and rerun and rerun. And my mentality years ago when I used to watch her on the show was, what does it matter? And now I see how flawed that is. So every time she was trying to push it and push it and push it, trying to get a resolution from these people, I would always think, let it go. What's it matter? You know, they're just going to be that way. But it does matter. And I see the flaw in my own mentality back then, because coming from complex PTSD, and actually back then I didn't know I had complex PTSD yet, but I used to watch this, and I just remember thinking, you know, looking back at it now, what a terrible mentality of thinking, why does it matter? Because to me, all we want to do is avoid danger and avoid violence. So whenever she was really pushing for this resolution, it was like, why are you trying to make a bear angry? Why are you trying to anger the bears, right? And that's me coming from a situation where there would be a primary abusive person, right? And that primary abusive person, all they're going to do is get angry because this resolution person is trying to maybe find out what's happening. But see, once they find out what's happening, the narcissist isn't going to like that. They're going to feel very threatened by someone like that. And they're going to pull out every excuse in the book to get that person out of the room. Particularly, you know, I grew up with somebody who I've told you, I think my primary abuser has Munchausen. Somebody with Munchausen has so many excuses, and they have so many little pulling the rabbit out of the hat type thing. But with somebody like this that I'm describing, this resolution person, that stuff doesn't work with them. The woe is me, oh, feel sorry for me, that's not going to work. They want you to find a resolution to something. And that type of person would absolutely make my primary abuser explode, to where the enabler of the abuser would say, all right, well, we're just going to go, you know, meaning they would say that to this resolution person. Well, we're just going to go because this is getting too heated. And the resolution person would just keep pushing it and pushing it, which in this case would be a good thing, right? It would be a good thing to crack it. But when you're growing up with someone who engages in that long-term trauma on you, that's totally how they would react to a resolution person. So again, resolution is not our forte. It's not my forte. And to see it with somebody who's so clearly doing it, you know, it's and they're being so persistent about it. You know, it's interesting to watch, because when we're impulsive and we run from things, we don't get that resolution. So I think even maybe studying the skills of resolving problems might actually be a good thing for us. I've never actually done that. I've never studied the, like, a guidebook on how to resolve problems, but maybe I should, because like I said, with these symptoms, hyperarousal, emotional overstress, intrusive thoughts, emotional dysregulation, impulsiveness is in all of that. And all of that connects to things that lead to avoiding, running from things. So if we can master resolving things, and I already know that a really important part of resolving things is to not rush into them. That's another thing I wanted to mention really quick in regards to impulsiveness. Don't rush into things. I actually have a tendency, if I hear like a breaking news story or if I hear something outrageous, I always want to text somebody and I always want to tell somebody about it. And it might mean nothing to them. And I noticed I actually tested myself this past week and there were two stories that were these really wild stories in the media. And I really wanted to text a couple people about it and I didn't. And I actually felt a lot better that I didn't do it because it's just an impulsive act. And it's almost like, you know, what does it matter? Like, why would they even care about this? And I think in a way it makes me almost look, it makes me look impulsive, right? And I don't want to look impulsive. Like, I don't want to be impulsive. So restraining ourselves, I think, is a very big part of all of this restraint. So learning to take a few deep breaths, learning to keep our mouths shut, at least for a certain amount of time, maybe before we share things, if we do share things. Restraint is so important here. And there's a lot that goes into that. So I might do a whole separate episode about restraint. But I did want to touch on how big of a thing impulsivity is. And how when we're running, we really need to learn resolution. So my next episode will be about restraining ourselves. This is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.